This morning I want to share an experience that I try not to do this just to vent or to release my own frustration on Facebook, for instance. But I hope this is a way to both about social media, but also how we're reading. So I jumped in, I talked to a good friend in I Falls, and there was a conversation really about politicians and political comments, and really some brilliant people putting comments, and then other people just like throwing, I mean, just head went ring, just the punches in the face and all that, like, and trying to be passive aggressive and, oh, I'm gonna do something good, but really it seems very mean. And I think the problem in our society today, like I've said many times, is how do we have a communication that's legit as adults? So for instance, there's at least 5, maybe 6, 7 other people making comments on Facebook, right? On one page, one original kind of article, I would say, it was so good, and people responded. And instead of writing correctly with great grammar, not that everything has to have grammar, but in a deep conversation like that, when a lot of people were adults, how do you then read that? How do you read a response? Or when I chime in on different ideas, I try to write the best I can. I sometimes don't, obviously. But except for different people above that conversation, it's hard because then you're on the bottom and everything is pointing back, and it is hard to have a conversation on Facebook because where in the world, what are you talking about, you know? And then when you receive a comment that says, you know, oh, you read in a literal way, that makes me understand. No, it doesn't. You don't have a clue. You're not one clue. You're closing a conversation and you're very passive aggressive. Now, when you read, for instance, in the Bible, I praise God that it's not just a quick sentence about nothing. And when we're reading our reading today in the Old Testament, in Deuteronomy, probably my favorite, I mean, one of my favorite books, because it's like Moses at the end of his mission, kind of like a grandfather at the fireplace, talking to his sons and daughters and grandchildren before they cross in the Jordan with Joshua. He says, choose life then, that you and your descendants may live, by loving the Lord your God, heeding his voice and holding fast to him. Now, if I told you, if you're reading this and you had a thought about it, and I said, oh, it sounds like you're reading it literally. Are you? As a pastor and with the scriptures, I hope that if we were having a conversation about the scriptures, I wouldn't just say, oh, that I understand. No, I'd ask questions. I'd like have that conversation continue. Oh, really? So in your idea of reading that scripture, you're thinking about, are you thinking about this or that or the other? That's a good conversation, especially with the scriptures. Now, when I read these last night, I'm thinking, choose life then, that you and your descendants may live by loving the Lord your God, heeding his voice and holding fast to him. You could think of a dozen different ways. Right away, I think, choose life. And what is that in our society today? To choose life. Did they have that back in that time with Deuteronomy? Written 3,000 years ago? Was God writing that for us today about being pro-life? Choose life. What about the spiritual side of this? Choose life. Stay with God. Go against evil. I think that's pretty clear in our beginning of Lent and our readings that we'll hear almost every day. Choosing God, giving up ourselves, put other people in front of us, Show the alms. Give the alms, the gifts to others, to pray, to repent ourselves so we can be better for other people. Choose life. How about your brother or sister that's sick? Or somebody that's in the hospital right now? How do we choose life to help them? Or even those that are dying? Choose life, because while they might be dying in the physical world, we know that in the spiritual world, their dying here does not mean choosing life for heaven. In how many ways can we just, if you're on Facebook, social media, as I am, hopefully not with the political stuff, but just trying to evangelize, how do we communicate with others? How do we grow with a really deep conversation? Or at a more, you know, level, surface level with our friends, families, but to still have good conversations as adults? Because I really think that's in our society, we're losing that. So continue, especially during this season, to share the good news, the gospel. Remember our ashes. Show the faith with our brothers and sisters.